Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. I got to call them today. I want to see how well this thing worked out. This coupon code, because if it worked out pretty good, I'm pretty sure I can talk them into doing something for you special all the time. Ammunition Depot is 50 million rounds on hand. They are, 27,000 square feet of ammo wall to wall. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Matt Best from MBest11X, the YouTube channel, and also Art15 Clothing, and by Nick Palmisciano, who's the CEO of Range Up. Now, both of these are benefit apparel companies, if you will, paying homage to veterans apparel companies. And they got a big announcement, and we're going to talk about that when they come on in the second hour. My buddy Bob Owens wrote an article the other day about police officers and Glocks. And in this, he sort of gets out there and says that the Glock may not be the best weapon for all cops. And oh my. Oh my. It's like he broke a sacred piñata. And a lot of people have stood up and they're standing on tables and they're saying, "Wow, wow! I mean, if that's not giving ammo to the gun grabbers." I read the article. I don't think that gave any ammo to the gun grabbers. There's a few people that would profit off Bob losing share on his website, and they point out, well, you know, it's sort of like he's going over to the enemy. That's not the way I see it. The Glock, the thing about the Glock is the Glock has very few moving parts. I think it has 31 moving parts, which the other two polymer guns that are out there that compete closest with it, the Springfield and the Smith, they have more moving parts. So that means it has fewer parts to break, which is a good thing. With a gun, you want it to be as simple as you can make it. You don't necessarily want it to be like a Swiss watch and have a whole bunch of moving things. However, one of the things about the Glock, and I mean, I carry them. I carry them on a daily basis. I carry them every day of my life. There is a reason why in the military, all of the weapons in the military have a safety. Okay, that's because with the military, you have to take a gigantic cross-section of the United States, of people within the United, young people. You have 8, 12 weeks, whatever it is, in basic training now. You have 12 weeks to take them from being on the block thinking, whoa, I'm going to be hanging out with my girls later, to being a soldier. And in that amount of time, it is very much a process of trying to get everybody to be cohesive and act with one mind. And the only way to do that is to train on one weapon and to have one set of rules with that weapon. And they do it, and they do it well. And in combat, with all the weapons that have safeties on them, I'm sure there's been instances in in moments where the, you know, maybe an ambush occurs or something. But, you know, after one or two of those things, when these guys assimilate to what combat is all about, the whole flipping the safety off thing, that becomes second nature to, you know, it's weapon up, safety off, trigger on trigger, fire. Just like anything else the military does. In the military, unlike in law enforcement, depending on what you do, you're going to be running with that weapon all the time. Not so with law enforcement. Recently, especially in New York, I mean, in New York, when they first started fielding Glocks, a lot of these cops were shooting themselves or their family members or something else because they have bad training. They put their finger in the trigger guard and they pull the trigger. Glocks don't just shoot. So they had to design something called the New York trigger, which is a 12-pound trigger for the Glock, which is, outweighs the Glock by a factor of three when it's loaded. So that's not a really good idea either. That leads to a lot of misses and a lot of civilian hits, as we've seen in a couple of shootings. Very hard to be a marksman with a trigger pull like that. So, you know, the answer here may be a different kind of gun, which Bob points out. A single-action, double-action pistol. And I got no problem with those. I got no problem with those. I've carried those. I'm carrying one right now. But this reaction that I see, this collateral reaction that's happening to what Bob said. Bob said something that probably needed to be said. Period. I don't feel like he slapped me in the face, that like it was a personal affront to me, because of the fact that I have a lot of Glocks. But there's a reason why in the military there's safeties on weapons. There's a reason for that, and that's because they have to bring everybody up to one set of standards. And in law enforcement, sometimes it's a little cheaper just to get a whole new weapon system than it is to do a lot of training, because training costs more than weapon systems. Training is something that goes on all the time. It costs ammunition, it costs man hours, and they don't have it. They don't have the money. So that being said, we probably need to sit back for a moment and just take in what Bob had to say. I mean, a gun, like a Glock, which is so very safe unless you put your finger in the trigger guard. You put your finger in the trigger guard, things are going to happen. And I don't know how much time a cop gets to train on a gun with a weapon system. I know here in the city of Greenville, South Carolina, they carry SIGs. I've never heard of a cop in the city of Greenville, South Carolina, shooting somebody accidentally or shooting themselves. That's because of that first trigger pull. So there are things to be said for one side and things to be said for the other. In a fast gunfight, when the cop is reacting, every nanosecond is going to count. Flipping a safety off, that's a nanosecond or two as he's bringing it up. If he's trained right and he's moving and everything else, the safety part of it should not be an issue. But if we've got cops shooting themselves, and we've got cops shooting the wrong people out of fear, then maybe we do need to look at that. Who wants to tell somebody, well, your loved one was shot in the hallway of the apartment building because he made a noise? Wasn't accused of nothing, he just made a noise. What does that say? That's a loss of life that was needless. So, you know, we need to take a look at this. I mean, most firearm trainers know this. They know that most officers are completely unaware of their tendency to put their finger in the trigger guard because they're trying to take some time off of what may be about to come because they're all jacked up and everything. And that's also part of the problem. They get to think about what they're going into. That adrenaline dump that occurs, your hands curl up into a fist, including your index finger, which might be in a trigger guard. So let's let everybody spin down a little bit. It's not that big of a deal. It's just some musings out loud. Nobody's going to dump the Glocks. Goodness gracious, thanks a lot. But Bob did start the tongues of wagging. He did. And I mean, some people came out of the woodwork after him. And it's like I told him, it made me think. Made me think a little bit. I thought about it. Anyway, we'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. They claim they don't have the widest selection. Some of you have been to that website. You decide how wide their selection is. But look at how deep it is. Look at how deep the different calibers are. Look at the bulk, the self-defense. Look at the prices. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When fighter pilots are going to fly off into combat, they tend to want to divert and confuse the defenders. So they take off from multiple airfields on what seems to be a bunch of unconnected routes, and they make some very carefully timed turns, and they follow this precisely choreographed three-dimensional vector plan that allows them to converge on a target at the final instant. And when that happens, there's normally devastating results. Now that Hillary Rodham Clinton has formally declared that she's going to be the next president of the United States, you can bet that she's going to endlessly revector her position on your right to keep and bear arms in much the same way, just as she's done for years. If any one of you believes that she's, you know, what she promises and proclaims, that she supports the Second Amendment, that she grew up shooting, that she hunts ducks, or that she doesn't want to take anyone's guns, everyone that values that right should be warned. She can claim support of the Second Amendment. She can parade around with a 24/7 secret security and pretend to care about the freedom and safety that the Second Amendment alone guarantees to you and me. And she can pose as just a ordinary down-home Arkansas duck-shooting, cope-dipping, good old gal. But if you look past her little convolutions or statements to various audiences that have undergone over the years, you'll see exactly what she thinks about you and the Second Amendment. I don't know if she understands it. Couldn't care less. She definitely distrusts you and I being free. She distrusts the American people to possess that freedom. She wants to control every aspect of your right to keep and bear arms. She wants to out Obama. She wants everything. Obama wants to fundamentally transform. Clinton wants everything. In 1999, she said, "It does not make sense for us at this point in our history to turn our backs on the reality that there are too many guns. Not too many criminals, not too few prosecutions, just too many guns." What does she plan to do about them? That too many guns. She wants to ban them. As she vowed in a Democratic primary debate in 2008, "I will also work to reinstate the assault weapons ban." This is something her husband did. It's a no-brainer for her to go do it again. Where she can't flat-out ban them, she wants to do her best to reduce their availability and further limit who can own them. She wrote in her book, Living History, in 2003, "Bill and I announced a proposal to raise the legal age of handgun ownership to 21 and limit purchases of handguns to one per month." She's also happy to wage cultural war on you all the time, much in the spirit of her husband's Deputy Attorney General, Eric Holder, who called for brainwashing the American youths against guns. She told a group of New York school students in 1999, "It's really important for each of you kids to make sure you stay away from guns. If you have guns in your home, tell your parents to keep them away from you." Last June, she said that semi-automatic firearms should be banned. And she tried to frighten and confuse you by repeatedly referring to automatic weapons in remarks about semi-automatic weapons as if you don't know any better. Well, the uneducated doesn't know any better. The low-info voter doesn't know any better. She even went so far as to take me and you and call us a dangerous extremist. She said, "We cannot let a minority of people..." And that's what it is. It is a minority of people hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. Hillary, we're the majority of people. We're the majority of the adults in the United States. That's the way it boils down. That's what the numbers indicate, whether you like it or not. At 126 million gun owners, okay, that means there's less than 100 million adults that don't own a gun. That's the way it boils down. So we are the majority. We're not a simple minority of people. If she plans to ban them, as her husband did, and if she has repeatedly proclaimed she's going to do, how would she find them in order to confiscate them? Well, first she wants a national gun registry where we would all be licensed and every firearm would be registered in a federal computer database, searchable by our name, our address, our firearm, and our serial number. You got to have that before you can start snatching guns. Gun registration lists have paved the way for gun confiscation in Australia, Bermuda, Cuba, Germany, Great Britain, Greece, Ireland, Jamaica, Soviet Georgia, and from New York City to California. And that's why that has been specifically outlawed by federal law for decades. And it's why it's been considered the holy grail for the gun grabbers, the queen on the chessboard and the key to the kingdom by every gun ban group out there. Every would-be tyrant since King George sent his redcoats to seize the colonists' arms at Lexington and Concord. And that's not hyperbole. That is, in fact, history. So it's no surprise that she is on record favoring gun registration and owner licensing since before her husband left the White House. So despite what you're going to see, the twists and the turns that she's going to make, and ladies, I have no doubt that one day there's going to be a female president. It just does not need to be Hillary Clinton. And it's not because she is female. It's because she's evil. It's because she's evil. Now she's proclaiming her support for the focus group tested new and improved anti-gun scheme of the universal background check, which has to have a registration behind it to work. And she's willing to go that state by state, which is exactly what Bloomberg's trying to do. Except Bloomberg's brand is so bruised, he's got a new thing coming out. Legislation to retain records has been introduced in Congress in the past. So despite her serpentine twists and turns of her admitted agenda over the years, her apparent ultimate aim is as direct without any sort of deviation. She wants universal background checks, which depend on universal gun registration, which would lead inevitably to gun confiscation. That's her scheme. She figures she would get 8 years to put it in place if she gets elected. That's normally the way it works out. And it's up to you and I to make sure that don't happen. So, just in case you were just sitting out there. You know, I wonder what Hillary Clinton's going to try to say. This is what she said in the past. I especially like the part where we are a minority holding the rest of the country hostage and terrorizing them by owning guns. I love that part. That just makes me just have a smile. And I do like smiling from time to time. I do like that from time to time. Anyway. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. 27,000 square feet filled with 50 million rounds of ammunition. How much more I got to say? I mean, their prices are already scandalous. And they run sales. And they had a coupon code this past weekend for Mommy's Day. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. From the land of KZLS in Oklahoma City, a rookie Oklahoma City police officer became separated from his partner during a foot pursuit. He managed to close in on the robbery suspect they were chasing. The suspect managed to get control of the officer's baton and started striking him in the head repeatedly. And this was well on its way to becoming another murder of an officer in the line of duty, except an armed citizen stepped in to save the day. It happened Tuesday of last week on the 2800 block of West Park Place. Rookie Officer Adam Eller and Field Training Officer Sergeant Michael Lambert were responding to the burglary call. The two suspects in the burglary, Tremaine and Jermaine Williams, are twin brothers. Police say Tremaine was already gone when they arrived, but Jermaine was there, when he saw the officers, he took off on foot. During the chase, the two officers became separated. Eller found himself alone when he caught up to Jermaine in a driveway of a nearby home, and as he tried to place him under arrest, a fight ensued. During the struggle, Jermaine was able to take Eller's police baton and then proceeded to strike him over the head somewhere between 6 and 12 times. According to the report, that's when a witness nearby charged up with his weapon drawn and told Jermaine he would shoot him if he did not stop hitting Eller. That heroic witness has not been identified. Officer Eller was transported to a nearby hospital with serious injuries, but was released the next day. I think in that particular situation that Jermaine, if it's me running up on him and he's striking the officer and he's hit him between 6 and 12 times, who's counting? And he's hitting him in the head with a riot baton, I think he gets shot. What do you think? I think Jermaine is a very lucky young man today that one particular citizen had that restraint for him. Because I can't abide that. I can't abide that. It is unknown right now why Officer Eller didn't draw a service weapon and fire on Jermaine Williams. He may have been incapacitated, but the story does not say whether he was or not. I would imagine he was probably a little woozy. I would imagine after shot two, which probably came hot on the heels of shot one, being struck in the head with the riot baton, I would imagine by that time he was not probably thinking about, got to get my gun out. He's probably thinking about, why are these birds around my head? Fortunately, an armed citizen was able to stop Williams' attack on Officer Eller, and other officers responding to the scene did not mistake the armed citizen as a threat to Officer Eller. I get asked that a lot. What do I think would happen in this case? I've never heard of this. I've never heard of a Good Samaritan being gunned down. I've never heard of that. It may have happened. It may have happened copious amounts of time, but I've just never heard about it. Maybe they're keeping that from us. We seem to be having more and more instances of good guys with guns stepping up to stop an attack on a citizen and or police officers. We just saw one in Utah where a guy stopped a carjacking and what probably could have been a rape afterwards, and he shot and killed the assailant, and everybody's like, well, you know, he was probably just trying to get home. Look, I've been broken down many times, and I've never thought about, well, you know, I think I'll just carjack and maybe rape somebody. That just never entered my mind. It's hard to tell if there's more armed citizen interventions or if the media is just starting to do a better job of covering these stories. But in any event, we seem to be seeing this several times a week now, don't we? And this is proving that armed citizens are as important a part of maintaining civil society as cops are. It also proves we're not a dangerous, terrorizing minority, Killery. Breathe in the nose and out the mouth. Anti-gun politician out of Detroit. Okay, he gets into a domestic violence spat with his girlfriend. This pilgrim's name is Senator Virgil Smith. Represents the 4th District. Not a thug. His girlfriend, not a thug. Very, very, well-to-do people. Got mad at his girlfriend and started shooting his girlfriend's car with a shotgun. Investigators walked into Senator Smith's home with what appeared to be, they walked out of it with what appeared to be a shotgun wrapped in a garbage bag. Sources told local TV4 that early Sunday morning, Smith and his girlfriend, a prominent businesswoman from Ann Arbor, got into an argument. Police said the victim told them multiple shots were fired in front of the home at Wexford and Hilldale on the east side. It appears that Senator Smith, who's so anti-gun, who isn't a thug but conducted himself as one, he's been projecting because he doesn't think guns should be out there because people will do bad things with guns if they get angry. Well, at least he will. At least he will. He's been voting anti-gun since he took office in the House of Representatives back in 2003. And he's been doing it since he's been a state senator. He gets a NRA rating of D regarding his voting on gun rights, which translates to 21% approval overall. He voted nay on SB 59, a bill that expands areas where concealed weapons are authorized, and voted nay on SB 789, that amends firearm licensing procedures, that makes obtaining a license easier but with more training. It is presumed that Senator Smith will say that his girlfriend's Mercedes-Benz was threatening him. Or maybe, like they say in the chat room, was in season. And I'm sure he's hoping that the Detroit police will bow to political pressure and will either not charge him at all or will charge him with something far less consequential than his crime deserves. I hope they throw the book at him. I do. I hope they throw the book at him because that is reckless. That's like driving a car drunk. That's like dangling your child over the lion pit so they can see the lions better without having a good grip on them. That's really reckless. And he is a threat. He's a threat to society. He's a guy that gets mad at his girlfriend. And I've been married for 31 years. I know exactly what it, you know, I know you get mad at people. Never, ever, you know, like my wife knits. So I've never gotten mad at her and started shooting her knitting bag. I've never gotten mad at her and started shooting her car or her favorite mixing bowl. So this guy's a threat. Now, he does operate in a city that's been corrupted by decades of single-party misrule. And we're going to see if politics once again protect a predator. Because that's what he is. He is a predator. Anybody that would get out there and keep citizens from being able to defend themselves are predatory. They're evil. And in Detroit, you know, the police chief, who's normally, he got out there and said, hey, get a gun and protect yourselves until we can get to you. I can't get to you as fast as I need to. And they had this burst of self-defense shootings. And I suspect probably a downturn in crime. Haven't seen the stats on it yet. But at the same time, when you've got a senator out there, a anti-gun senator who has one, first of all, he's anti-gunner. You shouldn't have guns, but he's got one. Then he pulls it out and starts shooting his girlfriend's Mercedes-Benz. Because it's either in season or it was threatening him. You know, I don't know. I walk around cars. You know, every time I go to a mall, I'm around a bunch of cars. I just never feel threatened by any of them, whether they're moving or not. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot? Well, I'm going to have to get another coupon code because I need some discounts. But they've already got the best prices I've seen. And they have the best availability. And the one thing that they have that I haven't seen anybody else do, if it's on the website, it's in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Missed time the break interval, so I had to run back to the studio. So if I sound out of breath, this is what it sounds like to have had open heart surgery and be running back to the studio a few months later. Couldn't be late. Don't want to be late. You know, despite spending tens of millions of dollars in an effort to get you to not like guns anymore, all Michael Bloomberg has succeeded in doing is, well, he's driven the mayors against illegal guns into the ground. First of all, by populating them with a bunch of guys that couldn't buy guns anyway, because they were prohibited. Then he established and then destroyed the reputations of gun control groups like Moms Demand Action in Every Town for Gun Safety. Actually, that was sort of, he had help with the Moms Demand Attention from the moms themselves, from Shannon Watts. Absolute gun ownership has never been higher. The percentage of citizens owning guns is believed to be at the highest level in years, if not ever. Approval of ownership and the use of firearms is soaring. And young and female and urban shooters are now more involved than ever before. So put bluntly, his millions of dollars have won a few battles, and a couple of purple states are probably going to go that way anyway. But in the wider Second Amendment war, he is getting he's having his fourth point of contact handed to him on a plate, including that battle for hearts and minds in media. Like I said earlier, we keep seeing more and more stories of people using guns in the media for the first time in a long time. And these are the kind of stories that the mainstream media has traditionally buried. But it's, you know, sort of the David and Goliath story. So, I mean, I could see where they would want to, where that would be popular. Even they seem to understand that covering these stories honestly is the only way that keep from being swept aside by new media. So, Bloomberg's got himself a brand new bag. He's going to finance yet another. He's going to rebrand himself one more time as he attempts to regain the initiative here. He's going to launch a new anti-gun propaganda outlet, or as he would say, a news service. Coming from Every Town for Gun Safety, their press release reads, the nonprofit advocacy organization, co-chaired by Michael Bloomberg, is launching an adjacent news operation scheduled to debut in June. James Burnett, who resigned from the New Republic in January as part of a larger staff exodus, has signed on as editorial director for the project. Burnett served as a story editor for the New Republic and also spent several years as news editor for New York Magazine. Another journalist attached prominently to the Everytown News project is Jennifer Macia. She spent 8 years as a news and editorial assistant at the New York Times before leaving in August of 2014. She was part of the, I can't remember the guy's name, but there was Joe Nocera. Joe Nocera had this gun violence column that he supposedly kept track of everything, and she was like his right hand. This will be a target-rich environment for the gun bloggers. This will be great. I mean, I can't wait for them to come on board. I hope that they are prolific. I hope they write a bunch of stories. All the time writing stories. I hope that's what they're doing. All the time writing stories. At the new Bloomberg anti-gun news organization. I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but that's coming soon. You know, they one of the things they keep talking about is comparing guns to cars and how cars are regulated, how cars are taxed, all this other stuff. Once you get past the whole part of, well, you don't have a right to drive, you know, that doesn't seem to matter to them, though. In The Art of War, Chinese military the theory master himself, I can't say it, I'm sorry, Sun Tzu, advised, appear weak when you're strong and strong when you're weak. Since gun control supporters are trying to make guns look bad all the time by comparing the number of gun-related deaths to those due to motor vehicle accidents, they're apparently applying the second part of Sun Tzu's advice. Violence Policy Center compared gun-related and vehicle accident deaths in 2011. Michael Bloomberg did it in 2012. Mother Jones, publication once edited by Michael Moore, did so in 2013. Last year, the Center for American Process asserted that gun deaths are on track to surpass motor vehicle deaths for people under age 25. And this year, The Atlantic repeated the assertion in a hit piece that was referred to guns as America's top killing machine. Chelsea Parsons of the Progress Group says that the guns versus cars propaganda really resonates with people, but who is it resonating with? If you're talking about accidents, and I've covered this before, if you're talking about accidents, here's the accidents. Gun deaths, 505 from the accidental discharge of a firearm. Cars, 35,369. Accidentally, you are 70 times more likely to die in a vehicle accident than by accidental discharge of a firearm. And see, here we go. We're going to conflate data. This is what they're doing. They're conflating data. They're taking the total number of deaths and saying this is against the total number of car accidents. Where homicide is a deliberate act. Suicide is a deliberate act. These are not accidents. You know, we need to look at the cause. If you want to stop that stuff, okay, if you want to stop that stuff, I mean, you could do it the same way they did it with cars. They looked at cars and said, how do we keep people from being killed? Well, let's design seat belts and expanding seat belts and inflating seat belts and airbags and crumple zones and all this other stuff. And that has brought the number of deaths down. But at the same time, it has also made the cost of a car increase, I don't know by what magnitude, but all of this is mandatory. It's all federally mandated. So, but if you're looking at accidents, then you have to look at accidents. And in the United States, there was 505 deaths versus 35,369. I don't see how that compares. I don't see how the propaganda even lines up. Now, the anti-gunner's theory is that government regulation reduced death involving vehicles, so the same could be true of those involving firearms. But that has been falling. Since 1981 to 2013, that has decreased by 73%. While those due to accidents involving highly regulated motor vehicles decreased only 31%. So once again, more than 2.5 times as fewer gun deaths as accidental deaths due to car. And 2/3 of the decline in motor vehicle accident deaths has occurred during the last 6 years. A half century after Congress imposed the National Traffic and Safety Vehicle Safety Act, this allowed the federal government to dictate how cars should be manufactured and roads constructed. What's resonating with American people today is the fact that, you know, gun controllers are wrong. Wrong about handguns, wrong about the Second Amendment, wrong about the right to carry, wrong about semi-automatic rifles, wrong about ammunition magazines, wrong about ammunition, and the list goes on and on. They hit it from every angle. It's hilarious. You know, you got to include everything in with the guns, too. And deliberate acts should not be included in with accidents. That's a slippery slope that nobody, and it's on level ground. So, I get a kick out of these guys. With the whole thing about making them like cars, you know, with cars, you don't register them if they're not going on the road. You don't have to have a license if you're not driving on a public road. Would they like that if we said, okay, we'll go along with this, but you got to do this instead? You got to compromise. Meet me halfway. Let's make a deal. Would they like that, do you think? I don't think so. Coming up next, we think, from Art 15 Clothing, Ambest 11X, YouTube channel Matt Best from Ranger Up, CEO Nick Palmisciano. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.